A reading from Luke 3:7-9. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire."
I think they call that fire and brimstone preaching.
Yeah, I don't think John had a copy of the book, How to Make and Influence Friends.
I love brood of vipers. There's something that just lingers in there. But it's scary. It's frightening. I mean, because you're being accused of, you know, you've come to listen to him, get inspirational sort of, how can I find the right way, and, you know, just eat the right food and stuff. No. It's much more difficult than that. You're so far away from righteousness that, you know, it's not going to go well for you. And he goes to the pride of the Jews, where I'm a child of Abraham, and therefore, you know, I've got that inheritance, and therefore I'm okay. It's like a kid who's inherited wealth from his family and says, "Well, I'm, you know, I have that," and then he kind of indicates what I've earned it, and I'm okay. There's, you know, I'm a good person.
Well, inherent in this message is that it's not the converse of love to tell the truth. We live in a society which says, if you love me, you'll tell me what I want to hear. And John is not there at all. He's calling people back to a better way. If we saw one of our little children putting their hand in the fire, we wouldn't simply sit back because we didn't want to offend our children, but we would speak in a loud voice, "Don't put your hand in the fire." The idea is you're rescuing that person from long-term pain. And it's the same here. John is saying, listen, people of God, you've drifted from being his people. Repent and come back. See what desperate state you're in. Not so that you know your desperate states, but so you can get back to what God has for you.
It's funny, as a parent of three boys and one daughter, but the three boys I'm thinking in particular, I would watch them slowly wander out of the good kids into a not so good, and they think they're fine. And then suddenly I say, well, we have to rope them back in, and I would have the father's wrath. And what I noticed is the behavior after that experience of correction, the behavior would come back into line again. And that's, in a way, what's happening here. They need to hear this.
We all, as human beings, long for boundaries. We want to know, what are the guardrails of safety? And God's word declared to a prophet might be the very guardrail that can save us at a time of trouble.